If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, we're on the phone with a man named Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe loves doing three things in this world.
What?
Throwing strikes,
yeah.
Eating burgers,
and
making babies.
Oh, what?
Giggle.
Yeah.
Okay.
He makes them giggle.
That is a hard man.
Yeah, he recently met a woman named Tara at the bowling alley after he hurt his finger in the ball return. They ended up sitting down in the diner there, eating together, but Joe got distracted by a cute baby in the booth next to them. After that, he was able to get her number, Tara's number, not the baby's, but now Tara is not calling Joe back.
Oh, man.
It was the most manly thing when you're like, yeah, he likes to do this and this. And then he got distracted by a baby.
Yeah. Jose understands that, Joe,
I get it, so you know. I get it.
Yeah. I mean, if you could talk to her and find out, I mean, if I ruined my chances of going out with her because of that darn baby, I'm going to be upset.
So here's my question that I didn't ever ask, because I know when Jose tries to entertain my children, they run in fear,
yeah,
right? They usually cry.
Yeah.
Was the baby into you?
Yeah, the baby was like making like goo goo gaga sounds. I was playing peekaboo with the baby.
Okay.
Oh, okay, that's okay. Good.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, if I could have asked the people that the baby was with, if I could have played with the baby on my lap, I would have.
Right. It's actually really cute.
Well, I would love to have a baby on my lap.
You know what, Joe? If we can't get you a date with Tara out of this, maybe we can get you a play date with the baby.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Okay.
I think that's illegal somehow.
It's called babysitting. It's fine.
Yeah.
They don't know him.
Well, we'll focus on Tara for now, okay? We're going to dial her number here. You ready?
Yeah, I'm nervous. I hope she picks up.
I hope so, too. We'll find out. Here we go. I'm going to dial it right now.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Tara, please?
Who's this?
This is young Jeffrey from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. You have a moment to talk?
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
What's this about?
Well, we do something on our show called a second date update. That's where if you go out with somebody and afterwards they're not calling you back, you can reach out to us and we'll give them a call and try and figure out the reason why.
Yeah.
And the person that reached out to us about you, his name is Joe.
Oh, Joe.
That's
right.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
You met him at the bowling alley.
He had that career-ending pinky injury.
Yeah, he had an epic pinky injury.
Oh, epic.
Epic. I don't think those words have ever been put together.
An epic pinky injury.
Injury for the ages.
He told us a lot about your night together, and he had a lot of positive things to say. He said that you were very kind and very nurturing.
Mm-hmm.
He also mentioned that you guys went into the diner and sat down for a bite to eat.
We did. I love that diner.
Ooh, good. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, he's a good guy. He's kind of cute. You know, I enjoyed the time I had with him at the diner.
Okay. He also told us about the baby that selfishly butted in.
Yeah. That was the most strange interaction I've ever seen.
Whoa,
the
strange.
Most strange?
The thing was that the baby's whole face was covered in snot, and, like,
ew.
It was gross. Like, you know how they get those bubbles out their nose, and he was breathing heavy, and, and the parents didn't seem to care. They're just, like, eating a chili cheese fries, like, not paying this kid any attention.
Wait,
and then Joe was just, like, hanging out with a baby.
So it was really weird because the kid was covered in snot?
To make it even more bizarre, the family of the baby changed the baby at the table.
Ew.
And he just kept playing with it. Like, as the baby's being changed, he was just playing with the baby. And I kept saying to Joe, like, stop it, stop looking at the baby. And he's like, don't worry, the baby likes it. He likes being changed.
Okay.
So we.
So it's not so much that he was playing with a baby, it's that he was playing with a dirty baby. That's what bothered you the most.
Dirty baby, Griff.
So that's the reason you're not calling him back?
I mean, he seems like a good person. He definitely comes from a good place. Like, he has a good heart. I could tell that about him, but I don't know.
Well, you know, I know Joe would really like to talk with you about this because he's been on the other line listening, and he's heard everything that you said.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Hi, Tara.
Oh.
That's
Hi.
Joe.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea that you were on the other line listening this whole entire time.
Yeah, I've heard everything, and So you don't like babies, huh?
What?
What? No, it's not that I don't like babies. I don't like dirty babies and people playing with dirty babies. No awareness.
That sounded bad.
I was making funny faces at the dirty baby. It's not like a baby was in my lap.
I think we should stop calling it a dirty baby.
Please, it sounds terrible.
It's kind of funny, though. I'm sorry.
Rogue baby was better.
I've had two dirty babies. It's fine.
Sarah, you said that I have no awareness, but I saw the baby was covered in snot and that the baby needed to be changed. That's not my fault. That's the parents not taking care of the baby. You can't blame me for that.
I knew it wasn't your fault, but it was just very unnerving.
I mean, is that the only thing, Sarah? Is this all about the baby?
Well, there was kind of something else.
What?
What?
Well, okay, so you asked for my number, and I was kind of on the fence about giving it to you. Like, I was like, well, okay, maybe we could hang out. But then we were back at our lanes. One of your buddies, I think his name was Murph or something or other, he was talking to one of my friends, and he said some very incriminating information about you.
Oh.
How is this just...
What did he say? Murph?
He's, like, bragging about how you're always banging the chicks from the alley and that, like, you know... That's what you
true.
Do. You're always, like, on the prowl, and you're always finding alley chicks.
Alley chicks? Is that what
Joe!
You call them in a bowling alley?
Dude, Joe!
That's not alley true. Chicks. I don't call them that. That's not true, Tara.
Joe!
Oh, my gosh!
You sleeping with gutter girls?
Can't they be, like, ball babes or something instead?
You sleep with the ball busters team?
Yeah.
No, listen, if I'm being completely honest with you right now, I mean, maybe I slept with seven women that I met at the bowling alley.
Why so specific right now, Joe? why would you do that?
It's definitely seven.
I don't know that we need to say that.
And when I think of the type of women that normally go to the bowling alleys, it's not like the young, cute girls. It's usually... the senior citizens that are on the bowling squads.
Hey, don't be judgy, Jeffrey.
There's nothing wrong. If he wants to be with, you know, Mildred and Edna and Bernadette, that's totally his prerogative.
Well, you'd be surprised. There's a lot of young action going on at the bowling alley. A lot of hot young action.
Oh.
Hot young action.
Well, I guess
bowling more often.
You and Murph know.
Wait. Excuse me. You're saying that there is hot young action? So you're 110% saying that what Murph told my friend is true.
Well, I didn't sleep with all of them. I mean, we did a lot of other stuff.
What? What?
Second and third base stuff. I wasn't really including that.
Joe, stop!
You don't have to go into details, man.
You are digging your own grave right now. What are you doing?
I mean, actually, there's a spot behind the video games where if you are in a certain angle, no one will see you for hours.
What? Bro, you're doing it there? No, Joe! No, you're supposed to be telling her how great she is and why she's different than all the other gutter girls or whatever you call them.
Look, I mean, I'm just being completely honest with you and just get everything out in the open. I mean, this is me. This is the real deal.
Wow. Well, I am so glad because it was just, you know, dirty baby was one thing. But now gutter girls and alley cats, I'm not interested in that kind of behavior.
Hold on, Tara. Before you go jump into conclusions here, would love to pay for a second date. For you and Joe.
I'm not interested. I don't even like bowling that much. It was like my friend's birthday. So I'm going to say no and stop this right where it is.
Well, I'm sorry, Joe.
Yeah, you were honest.
Tara's not interested.
Yeah. That's fine. I mean, I don't care. I'm sure there will be another one next week. Now, do some stuff with them behind the video games. I don't care.
Oh, my God. And
Gladys is going to love that.
Oh, my
that.
God.
Real classy, Joe.
Oh, my gosh.